Making friends. Bobby wasn't very good at making friends at school. He wasn't popular at all. To make matters worse, he had no brothers or sisters, and his parents didn't allow him to play outside. So Bobby always stayed home at the weekend. When school was over, he went home immediately and played all by himself. He stayed in his room for hours and played with his toys. One day, his parents decided to take him to the public library. "He doesn't have any friends," said his mother. "But books can be good company. They're good for your mind and your imagination." After a few visits to the library, Bobby seemed different. He began to spend most of his time in the cellar with a lot of books from the library. He always locked the door and spent the whole day there. When his parents asked what he was doing, Bobby answered, "I'm just reading in the cellar. It's quiet there." His parents were quite happy with this answer. They let him go down there and didn't ask about the books he was reading. A month passed, and Bobby was spending even more time in the cellar. Sometimes his parents heard strange noises from down there, but they didn't ask any questions. But after another month of this, Bobby's father finally decided to have a talk with his son. "Bobby," he asked him, "what are you doing down there?" "Don't worry, Dad. I'm just preparing an experiment for the school science day." As the school science day was only a week away, his father stopped worrying and let his son carry on with his experiments. At the end of the week, Bobby came up from the cellar. He ran to his parents and told them that he was ready to show them his experiment. They all went downstairs to the cellar door. Before Bobby opened it, he looked at his parents and said, "Thanks, Mum and Dad. Many thanks for taking me to the library. I found so many fantastic books there." Then Bobby opened the door. His mother let out a loud scream and fell into her husband's arms. He nearly fainted too when he looked into the room. Standing in the doorway was a little boy who looked just like Bobby. But his skin was green. His head was stitched onto his body, and one eye was missing. When they were able to look at the thing again, they heard Bobby say, "Look, Mum and Dad, this is Frankie. He is my new friend. I'm really happy now that I have somebody to talk to. Thank you so much for taking me to the library. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much." You see, Bobby really wasn't good at making friends.